You know, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes, you know, you'd rather talk about something new than things that have been going on for years. But some things are gifts of God that are lifetime things for you. But I had been asked several times about Lynn. Lynn is a young lady that I met a number of years ago. I just refer to her as my rose tattoo lady. Some folks that want to know whatever happened to Lynn. And I mentioned that I had gotten a letter from Lynn, Joe and I did just a couple of years ago, about her being able to give her testimony in her husband's church. It's the first time she'd been able to give her testimony. But the story behind Lynn was that I was helping pastor a church in Jacksonville, North Carolina, that was made up primarily of young Marine families. We had a lot of folks that were in various culture groups in town, prostitutes and pimps and other folks on the street. We really had a neat collection of topless dancers, and it was an interesting congregation. And I was on the way to church one morning, stopped off at this place called the Thunderbird Inn, just to get a cup of coffee. And it was summertime, warm outside, and I stopped in to get my coffee. And while I was getting my coffee, this young lady came in with a young Marine and sat at a table next to the booth that I was in. And she sat down with her back towards me. And the table she sat at was only just a couple of feet away from me where I was trying to drink my coffee. And she had on this sundress that didn't have a back in it. And she was a beautiful woman, with all due respect, with no lust intended. She was just a beautiful woman. Well, whatever attending things you may expect. She was a beautiful woman. Did I tell you she was a beautiful woman? And when she sat down with her back towards me, she had tattooed on her back from shoulder blade a dozen red roses. And they were brilliant in terms of the color. The red, the green for the leaves, the stem, everything, the thorns. It was just beautiful. And so I sat there, and I was close enough to hear their conversation. And I was, you know, one of those conversations that I was really interested in hearing, but at the same time knew I shouldn't have been listening. But given my makeup, I was listening. And as I listened, I realized that she was a prostitute, and the guy that she was with was her client from the night before. And what they were talking about was the night before. And so I'm listening to this thing, you know, and having all kinds of different reactions to it, like, I don't think I'd have done that, or I don't think I'd tell it. You know, is this just a kind of conversation that, you know you shouldn't be listening to, but really sort of didn't want to not listen. And so I sat there, and I began to get this urge from the inside to get up and go put my finger on one of her roses. And so I sat there as long as I could handle it. And finally I just said to the Lord, you know, I really need to know if this is you or not, because if it isn't, I'm getting ready to embarrass both of us. So I sat there, and it wouldn't go away, so I felt like it was the Lord. So I got up, just took a couple of steps, and put my finger on one of the roses on her back. And I said, honey, these are the most beautiful roses I have ever seen. These are absolutely gorgeous. And she just sort of looked up, didn't miss a beat, and said, thank you. And then I said, but have you ever heard of the Rose of Sharon? He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you in such a way that if you'll embrace his love, let his love get down on the inside of you. The only thing about you that's going to be the same when he gets done are these roses on your back. His name is Jesus. Would you like to know about Jesus? Well, when I said what I said about Jesus, the Marine got up and left. didn't say another word, just got up and left. And so I sat down and began to share with her and found out her name was Lynn, and found out a number of things about Lynn. That she came to Jacksonville as the young 15, 16-year-old bride of a Marine. She had two children. He had had several trips to the Med, had gone to Okinawa without her. She had had a number of affairs. He had a number of affairs. They split, and she was left with two small children and had nobody else there. And the only way she could make a living was turn to prostitution. She got into drugs, had a bad drug habit. She had lost her two children to social services. So I invited her to church, and she came. Embraced Jesus, insofar as she could understand what that meant, embraced Jesus as her personal Savior. And one of the great delights, and I'm telling you, one of the great delights in my life, and you may figure this is just the twisted mind of some perverted Beats Boy, but one of the great delights in my life was that first Sunday that Lynn came to church. And you got to understand, she wore what she had. And what she had was what she used to dress for work. Which meant when she came into church that morning, she was looking good. She had on one of these dresses that revealed an awful lot. And you could hear it in the congregation. You could hear the women saying, "Oh my God." And you could hear the men saying, "Thank you, Jesus." It was just one of those moments in time that you just don't want to miss. And so we began our journey with Lynn. And, you know, we have expectations of people that oftentimes are just not fair. And oftentimes, even if they are fair, they don't get met because people do what they can do. Yeah. Well, you know, Lynn had a drug habit. She also made more money in a night or so than most of my folks did in a week or two. And she wasn't equipped to just jump into being quote-unquote Christian. She had to start where she was. The Lord started with her where she was, but it was a journey. And so it was a 2.5-year thing with Lynn. And we would do things for her, feed her, give her this, give her that. She'd blow it and do that sort of thing. And I can remember my elders were very frustrated with me about how we dealt with Lynn, because I kept saying, "Lynn's not our project. Lynn is her father's project. Our responsibility is to love her and then hold her in our hearts with such affection that as the Father leads us, we can be used in her life to help her understand what the Father would have her to become. But to put expectations on her and then expect her to become this, that, or the other on our timetable, it's just not fair." So it was a struggle between me and my elders. And the truth of the matter is, at the end of the period of time, 2.5 years, sad as it may be, I had one elder left. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that they didn't like the way I handled Lynn. At the end of 2.5 years, I watched Lynn walk across the platform at the local community college. Coastal Carolina Community College in Jacksonville, and get a 2-year degree in nursing. I watched Lynn marry a Pentecostal preacher from South Carolina. And the letter that we got was a letter saying, I get messed up. I wish people wouldn't ask me about this thing. Every time I get to talk about getting messed up. But the letter was saying that she had been able for the first time to give her testimony in her husband's church. And if you figure this was back about 1990 or so, that's 15 years it took. We're so foolish sometimes when we put people on our timetable. Yeah. and begin to dictate to them how they're supposed to act and what they're supposed to become. The only measure for our behavior is the book. Not my opinion of you or your opinion of me or our expectations. But we're called to be changed into the likeness of Christ. And the thing that we get measured against is Him and the Word. So when we call people into a particular lifestyle, we're not calling them into what we think it ought to be. If we love them enough, we can help them grow into their awareness of what Scripture says they ought to become. And the Holy Spirit can equip and empower them in terms of change.